This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek, is with us to talk about the Stephen Smith murder case or death investigation. As we officially don't really know yet whether it was a murder or a hit and run, even though there's no evidence of it truly being a hit and run. But anyway, we're talking about the grand jury being convened on this. It's a step in the right direction in terms of trying to get to the bottom of what happened to Stephen Smith that fateful night. Lots of people trying to connect this to the Murdaughs over the time period that we've all been aware of this. And for good reason as well. This whole investigation was brought back to light because of something they found in the Murdaugh investigation. Not necessarily pointing to a family member or Alec or anything, but something was unearthed. What that exactly that is, we don't know the answer to. But they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out who did this. Why did they do this? Was this a horrible accident that's been covered up, or was this something that was intentional? With a grand jury now being convened, Robin, what does it mean for the investigation?
You know, I don't, because I'm not on that criminal side of things so much. I don't know what it means for the investigation, but behaviorally, I think we're seeing exactly what this means. Now that people are feeling safe, again, that motivation for human beings, when you have a family running an entire portion of the South, people don't feel safe in speaking up when the guy shows up on scene, and all of a sudden this doesn't look like a murder, it looks like a hit and run, and everyone goes along, yeah, you're right, it looks like a hit and run to me too. All right, boss. Now all of a sudden when he's convicted behind bars and people are, what's happened is people are experimenting. They're throwing a thought and idea out there that they've been too afraid because of fear to share with others for a long period of time. And now that people are kind of throwing their observations or even their direct knowledge of things out there, they're testing the waters and they're testing, can I share this and still be safe? Can I share this and not be ridiculed? Can I share this and still provide for my family and my well-being because I need to share this truth? I think what you're seeing is you're starting to see these dribbles, because when we're looking at his arc of life, he's been destroying lives and his family for a long time. And so now that people are feeling safe, that weight is lifted, I think we're going to start seeing more and more of these things come to bear. And good for law enforcement down there, because this is what we do. And it's what they're doing in all these cases that you and I are talking about, is if you see devastation and destruction and death in one area caused by an individual, we got to look at all the individuals tied to this family in some way, because we need to reinvestigate. We need to look at new patterns. We need to re-talk to people and interview people that might have been too fearful to talk before, but now they feel empowered to share what actually happened. So I think that's exactly what's starting to happen. I think this will be one of probably a few that pop up over time.
It makes you wonder, I mean, what other shady behavior we're going to uncover, and not even necessarily that of the Murdaughs themselves, but more so people that they've been involved in. And normally, you know, the company you keep is usually somewhat like yourself in a certain way, shape, or form. And to have all these people that were buddy-buddy with them, and, you know, we've seen several of them start to fall as well. The head of Palmetto State Bank and some others that have been associated, they're all getting charged. I would think there's probably a lot of people in that sphere right now that maybe have always thought that, well, I'm covered, I'm safe for whatever misdeeds I may have done by choice or because I was pressured into, start to see that safety blanket start to disappear now that Alec isn't there to necessarily be the one to help protect them from anything.
Yeah, it was a syndicate crime family is what it was.
Yeah.
And like we were saying, what's happening is because it was so entrenched in a culture, in the businesses, in the government, in the law enforcement, and when people live in fear about who you can share and not share things with, that's why you're going to start getting this slow trickle as people are testing the waters. Who's safe? Who's not safe? Who should I fear? Who shouldn't I fear? Is it really okay to pop my head up and look around and share? So I think that's why you're saying and thankfully that's what's happening. You know, people are feeling safe to do that, which means that the law enforcement down there is doing some, hopefully some righteous work and allowing people to feel safe mm-hmm. that they can do this. So I have hope.
Because that was a problem for a long time. They were so entrenched, law enforcement was, with the Murdaugh family, and allowed a lot of bad behavior to go on. What's to stop something from happening going forward if somebody else to kind of fill the shoes now of Alec Murdaugh? Because we're talking about a society of people that have really been conditioned to live a certain way. This is how it is. It's the Murdaughs that are over there. And usually in a society, if something goes down, something else kind of finds a way to replace it and inch itself back in there. The people tend to accept it at some point because it's what they know. It's somewhat familial, even if it's not good for you. You may think, well, that's just kind of how it works around here. It makes me wonder if someone else is going to fill in those shoes of Alec Murdaugh as being kind of the bad actor that has influence in a society like that, or in a community, I should say, as he's transitioned himself out.
Yeah, that's the threat, isn't it? It generally happens that way. I mean, it happens with nations all the time.
Yeah.
You know, look at Russia. I mean, so I know we're jumping from like the 3 foot level up to a 50,000 foot level, but that's exactly what happens.
But I was thinking too. Yeah,
you take out Putin, it doesn't make a difference.
No,
you know, he's surrounded by people just like himself, because that's exactly what you do when you're in power. You know, all government organizations are mostly like that, political organizations, nation states, and small country towns. So it's important. And this is what I think the people of the area, and that's what's great about our country, is the people in our areas and our local governments and our state governments, you know, when you're voting and you're holding your elected officials accountable, which hopefully they are, and they're empowered to feel safe to hold them accountable, that's when you can get the change. But like you said, though, if you're only taking off the top one and not all the lieutenants underneath them, the likelihood of the same system being in place, yeah, it might have a reprieve for a small bit of time. But what's happening is the power vacuum will be filled by the person that couldn't wait for that power vacuum to leave because they've been waiting in the wings. So you have to make sure that everyone's being held accountable and you don't let the same thing happen again. I mean, our nation did it when we rebelled against, you know, England years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's a rare occasion, but that's why we have each other, hold each other accountable. That's why our government and our systems work the way they do when they're working properly.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake there, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. You can find more on Robin, including his books. He's a best-selling author, peopleformula.com. Do check it out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. It's Tony, the letter B, Pod, on Twitter. Stay with us.